Construction begins this spring on a one-mile stretch of Western Avenue in Peoria's Southside neighborhood. WCBU correspondent Tori Dahlhoff brings us a story about the potential community and economic impact of the street improvements.
When Peoria residents Zaxton Johnson and Tamira Cunningham heard the city will begin road construction this spring in front of their home on Southwestern Avenue, they were quick to name their top repair priority.
A lot of potholes.
Wear and tear.
Yeah, if you ain't paying attention to them, you can hit it and bust your tire, man, and that could cause an accident right there.
With the potholes and these lights being fixed, I think this would be a lot better, safer road for the walking pedestrians that got to cross along this road every day.
That's Shad Timmett, another resident living in the one-mile section of Western Avenue from Adams to Howitt that's included in the project. I met with the city's engineer, Bill Lewis, along this stretch of Western Avenue, where he said the construction plan will go far beyond pothole repairs.
You'll see a major transformation here where the roadway will go from these existing wide four lanes down to a three-lane roadway with new curb and gutters, sidewalks, and complete street elements.
Those other elements include bike lanes, permeable pavers, streetlights, green space, and new retaining walls and fences along the new and improved right-of-way. These community-friendly features of the Western Avenue project stem from the Complete Streets policy adopted by the city of Peoria in 2015. According to Smart Growth America, Complete Street policies direct city planners and engineers to prioritize transportation safety, accessibility, and mobility for more people in a neighborhood. This generally means slowing the speeds of motor vehicles and encouraging more and safer use of the right-of-way by bikers, walkers, and those using assistive devices. In Peoria's case, Lewis said the Complete Streets approach also plays a role in mitigating the city's decades-old combined sewage overflow issue.
Anytime we can put some permeable pavers in the roadway, it makes it nice looking, but it also helps us with our CSO overflows and limiting the amount of water that's getting to our combined sewer system.
Like any public infrastructure, Complete Streets projects come at a cost. In the case of Western Avenue, that's $12.6 million. That's funded by a combination of local, state, and federal dollars, and IDOT has awarded a contract for that work to R.A. Cullinan & Sons. But according to transportation consultant Mark Fenton, during a city-hosted webinar last December, that initial price tag and ongoing infrastructure investment is necessary for the city's future viability.
Peoria can't afford not to do Complete Streets. People are deciding whether to live there or not, and businesses are deciding whether to build there or not. And Complete Streets are going to be one of the strongest assets you can bring to those conversations.
Fenton also noted the need for cities to pay particular attention to street improvements in areas of historic disinvestment, such as Peoria's South Side, where Black and low-income residents have been disadvantaged by racist 20th century development practices like redlining and inner-city highway developments.
Western was a primary business corridor. And because the city, quite frankly, neglected that area, businesses decided to leave. The infrastructure in this district has been so bad for so long.
That's First District Council member Denise Moore, who said the road construction project could encourage more businesses and jobs to locate there.
Economic development is going to be the key to bring this community, and especially the South Side, out of the poverty that we're in.
What else it's going to do is just raise the quality of pride for people that live on the South Side, you know, having a street that really is nice.
That's Martha Ross, president of the South Side Community United for Change, a coalition of South Side neighborhood associations.
You know, some people are saying, well, I'll believe it when I see it, but it feels good to see something happen. It's just sorry that it takes so long.
City officials say it will take until the fall of 2022 before the project is completed. In the meantime, residents can look forward to what a complete street might mean for them.
Like I say, man, it'll be a lot better place for kids and anybody that live on Western and got to cross and travel up Western and stuff to get back and forth to work. So, you know, it's all for the better.
For Peoria Public Radio, I'm Tori Dahlhoff.
Learn more and watch a short video about the Western Avenue project at WCBU.org.